Welcome to Shomar Shomar and Adav, she responds to Luinish Ban Sarim Yakashom Neabas Yitzchok. We're holding it over the Zohar Adav Samechei. The Gemara Amud Aleph brings the story. The Ravo came to Bar Sheshach, this guy called Bar Sheshach, and he sees Bar Sheshach bathing in a rose bath, and he has Zoinus in front of him. And Bar Sheshach asks Ravo, do you have this in Olam Haba? Do you have this type of pleasure in Olam Haba? And Rava says it's much greater. So says Bar Sheshach, how is it possible to be greater than this? So he tells him, says Rava, you have a masa de mahuso. You're scared of the king. We don't have a masa de mahuso. We're not scared of the king. And immediately then and there, the king came to call Bar Sheshach and he had to stop doing what he was doing. Now this Gemara is a little hard to understand. And as the Yaris Dvash, Rinas and Haimishas already asks, how can he compare Olam Haba to Olam Hazeh? Rava should have said, our Olam Haba is a spiritual hano, spiritual, elevated, great, it's pleasure, you can't compare it to what you have. But the Pashto is, that's what the Gemara says a few lines after. Now, if Nachum HaYitzchi says, he should have said, Ayin lo rosa elokim zu asecho yase mechak Elohi, nobody saw the pleasure of Olam Haba, it's something that you can't comprehend in this world. But what was Rava trying to say? So the Vilna Goyen, on his biru, on Yoino, and Perikalev, Pasuk Dalet, he explains that Bar Sheshach was asking, I don't know Olam Haba. What is greater? The pleasure of Olam Hazeh, the pleasure of Olam Haba. And then Rava wanted to show him, Bechush, meaning that you can understand from Olam Hazeh perspective, that Olam Haba is greater. Without going and understanding what Olam Haba is all about, just taking Olam Hazeh itself, you realize Olam Hazeh has deficiencies. Olam Hazeh is not perfect. Because even if a person owns the entire Olam Hazeh, Kol Yomov Machoivim, he suffers his whole life. Mar b'nechosi, mar b'deago, you have more worries. A person cannot rely not on the fact that he's rich or that he has many children. A person dies, he's always once more. Mashayigib Olam Haba, whatever a person has, he's completely happy and joyful with it. And he knows he's not going to be taken from him. And he says that's what he means, a masa de mahuso, meaning your pleasure is not complete. There's something bothering you, something which is not perfect. So in this case, the king comes and bothers you. There's always something in the world which makes it imperfect. That's how the Vilna Goyen explains our Gemara. The Yish Betzel, in the Me'ah Shiloyach, in the end of Chelek Aleph, he says another Nikudo. He says that Rav is telling Bar Sheshach, you have pleasures, but once HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal himself, you will be embarrassed and you will now want the Kodesh Baruch Hu to see what you're doing. When it will be Gilui Kvod Shemaim in the world, all the things that you're doing in the world will be stopped. You're Ta'anugim or Behester HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But by Am Yisrael, what we're enjoying and what the pleasures that we have are the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to have our pleasures, what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to do. We are yearning and waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal himself, so our pleasure can be even greater. So that's what it means in Masa de Mahuso. Masa de Mahuso, he obviously has a simple meaning that he's afraid of the king in this world. But he means in general, you are scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your pleasures is something you have to do when you're hiding. And the Me'ah Shiloach's son, the Beis Yaakov, in Parsha Shmois, at the end of Parsha Shmois, and Ois Kuflamet, he says both Am Yisrael and the Goyim, when they're doing the pleasures, they're hiding themselves. But the Goyim are doing it because they are trying to hide from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Am Yisrael are doing it because they have a busha. They have a self-busha that they try to do things bad, stay on leches, but they're not hiding from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rabbi, because they always see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of them, they do things bad, snare. But now that they're afraid, they try to hide from Hashem. And Rabbi Tzadik HaKoyen, the Talmud of the Ish B'Tzal, he goes to the same Mahalach and says, the pachad, the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just adds to the pleasure and to the shalva of Am Yisrael. The Am Yisrael are happy and content when they have more of Yiras Elokim. That's what he brings. It says, Yareisi mitoch simchosi v'samachti mitoch yirosi. Our happiness is the connection to the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Sefer Sisi Laila B'Tzadik adds, that's what he's saying on Shoshana, Uvchein tein partecho al kol ma'asecho. We're asking for the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be revealed. We are yearning and waiting, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reveal your fear, reveal your pachat. This is what we want. We want to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu and see his hero. So that's the message that Rav is giving by Sheshach. You, whatever you're doing, you know, the pleasures that he's talking about are pleasures that it's not really the right thing to do. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not, so to speak, he doesn't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu in front of him, so he does it. But once a Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself, he'll stop. Am Yisrael is the opposite. What they're doing is a connection to Hashem. And this really answers the original question. Because according to this is what Rav is telling him. Our pleasures are different pleasures. Your pleasures are physical, materialistic pleasures. Once you have spirituality in the world, you have to stop what you're doing. By us, our pleasures, the pleasures of Olam Haba, the pleasures of spirituality, of Aliyah, of Ruchnius, Sa'adirabah, when we have Gila Kadosh Baruch Hu, then the pleasure just intensifies. It's a pleasure of Ruchnius. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list, who wants to go, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.